Tasha Jenna 1, and so here we are reading the next section of chapter 3. We had the verb to be used to express identity, the verb to be used to express existence in a place, and now we have verbs expressing possession. First person, je, have. Second or third person, du or jore, have or has. In addition to expressing existence in a place, the verbs je, du, and jore are also used to express possession, as in the following examples. Note that the particle la is used to mark the possessor in such sentences. I have a book. Nga la te bie. I book have. You have a book. Kerong la te bie. You book have. He has a camera. Kong la parche du. He camera has. He has a camera. Kong la parche yore. He camera has. The difference between using du and yore in the last two examples follows the same reasoning given for sentences 11 and 12. Verb conjugation. To construct verb endings, whether they be past, present, or future, add the appropriate ending to the verb root. In their infinitive form, verbs will have a pa or a wa suffix. This must be dropped before tense endings are added. To drink, sungwa. To eat, sawa. To buy, nyowa. To come, yongwa. To talk, kechashewa. To go, drowa. To meet, tukpa. To sit, dewa. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Sinjanango.